Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 16th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis. Sechta Brachas, Perek Shmini, Mishnah, Hey. Just like we welcome the Shabbos when it comes in, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi, so we also say a bracha of the for the Shabbos when it goes out. We make Havdalah. In addition to Havdalah, the bracha of Hamavdil, and the bracha of Bepri Goffin, we make another two blessings. One is for the Besomim, and one is for the Oir, for the Meir HaEsh. Why do we do the Besomim? Some say because on Shabbos we have an extra neshama. When that leaves on Motzah Shabbos, we want to replenish the person who lost that neshama Sarah, and from the smell of Besomim, it gives us that extra Yishuv Hadas. And the candle, some say because the beginning, the first time the light of fire was made was on Motzah Shabbos, where God put it into the maha, into the mind of man, of Adam Rishon, to rub two stones together and produce light for the first time. And some say that the bracha of the ner is for being able to benefit from the light now, because all Shabbos we're not allowed to put on a light. Now for the first time it's mutter to ignite a light. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the Seder of the Brachas of Havdalah. How do you do the Brachas? Except that it is talking about a particular case where a person was eating Shalashudas, stretched it down to dark, and now he wants to also bench in addition to doing Havdalah, but he's only got one cup of wine. And he needs to make Havdalah, of course, also on the cup of wine in addition to benching over the cup. So what do we do? Says Beishama Yomim Beishama, I say Neiru Mozain of some of Havdalah. When you have these brachas and you're wondering what order, first make a Bomer HaEsh, then do Birkas HaMozain, do benching, then Dek Boru Samim, and then do Havdalah. Doesn't mention when you do the wine, Birkas HaYayin. Mishnah's not talking about the bracha of the wine. Some say that, according to all opinions, the wine would that you make the bracha of the wine after benching. Uveisil Lomim Ner, first make the bracha Bomer HaEsh, same as Beshamay. Uvesamim, Umazain, but makes first Besamim, and then bench, and then Vahavdalah, finally with Havdalah. Beis Hill hold that it's preferable to do the Besamim together with the bracha of the Ner, because the two of them are part of the Havdalah service. Makes sense to do those together. Then do the benching, and then do the Havdalah at the end. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that this is all according to the way that Rabbi Meir understood the machlokes. However, the Rabbi Huda, the Gemara brings down, Rabbi Huda holds that there's a different machlokes. They're not arguing. They're not arguing about the fact that everybody holds that benching should be done first. Havdalah should be done at the end. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the Borim and Evesamim and the Borim HaEsh. Beshamay say first do Borim HaEsh, then Besamim. Beshil said no Besamim, then Borim HaEsh. And Rabbi Yochanan said in the Gemara that this is the way we follow. We follow the Shitta of Beshil, the way Rabbi Yehuda explained the Machlokes. So, according to this, how do we do Havdalah? We make the bracha and the wine first, Bepri Goffin. We then do Besamim. We then do Ner, Bomer HaEsh, and then Havdalah. A good siman to remember that is the word Yavne. The word Yavne is Yud, Beis, Nun, Hei, the Yud for Yain, the Beis for Besamim, Nun for Ner, and Hei for Havdalah. Says the Mishnah further. Another machlekes between Beshamim and Besil, and this is as the text used for Borei Me'or HaEsh. Beis Shammai Omrim Shebora Me'or HaEsh. They say when you make the bracha on the fire, on Havdalah, you make Bora, past tense, Me'or, singular, HaEsh, fine, or the fire. Referring to, of course, remembering the fire that Hashem gave man the understanding to make on the first, for the first time on Saturday night, on Motzah Shabbos of creation. Uveisil Omrim Boirei Me'or HaEsh. They argue on two words. Number one, Boirei, not Bora, not past tense, it's present tense. Number two, Me'or HaEsh, the lights of the fire. Because in the light, in the colour of the light of the fire, there are many, many colours there, not just one colour. And the halacha, of course, is what the Beis Hillel, and that's how we make the bracha Borei Ma'ir HaAish. Mishnah Vav. On the back of the previous Mishnah that talked about Borei Minev Somim and Borei Ma'ir HaAish, now this Mishnah is going to talk about what type of candle, what type of candles, or what type of Somim one is not allowed to make a bracha on. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mevarchin, you cannot make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, Loy ala ner v'loy ala besomim shel goyim. You can't make it on the candles or the besomim of goyim. What's the reason? Now, some say that the reason is because the ner, the Gemara says, the candle of goyim can't be used because it's a ner sheloy shavas. It's a candle that didn't rest. Meaning that the goy did malach with it, he lit with it on Shabbos, and we don't want to use a candle that's been used by a goy to do a malach with on Shabbos. Others learn pshat that ner leshavas means that the goy lit his candle on Shabbos. Not that the goy did malacha by the Shabbos by the light of the candle, which is how Rashi learned, but the ner leshavas means that the actual candle was lit on Shabbos. So we have two ways of understanding it. What about the besomim of goyim? The Gemara explains we're talking about besomim that they used in their parties. And because generally in those days the parties of goyim was associated with idolatry, so therefore you can't make a bracha on the besomim because you can't smell it. You're not allowed to smell that besomim. V'loy al haner, v'loy al habesomim, shel mesim. Nor can we make a bracha matzah Shabbos on a candle that's used for respect of the dead, l'chovet hames, because you have to make a bracha on candle that's made for light, not to covet of the mace. Borei Ma'ir HaAish you can't make, therefore, for that. Similarly, you can't make it a bracha on besomim for the dead, which they used to use besom to keep away bad smell. And that's, again, you can't use besom that's there to ward away bad smells. No, it has to be besom that's made to enhance and make a very nice smell, not just to get rid of a bad smell. V'loy al haner, v'loy al habesom shelifnei avodah zarah. Nor can we make a bracha on a candle or besomim that's in front of the avodah zarah, because they're osur b'nai, and they benefit from it. Now, according to some, the Bartanur, for example, he learns that when this Mishnah says at the end, loy ner besom shelifnei zarah, not to use candle or besom zarah, it's explaining the first part of the Mishnah. In other words, why can we not make a bracha on a candle or besomim of goyim? It's because that would be making a bracha on a candle besomim that would be used in front of the avodah zarah. That's osbanah. That's how the Bartanur learns. However, Tiferes Yisrael and others learn differently. They learn it's a separate case. The first case is talking about not making a bracha on the candle or besomim of goyim. It's talking about used by the goyim themselves, but it's not talking about actual avodah zarah, because the candle itself was the, as we said in the Gemara, it's more because it wasn't, the goy did melacha by it, or because he lit it on Shabbos. But the case of the besomim in front of avodah zarah, and the case of the last case of the candle in front of avodah zarah, says that Tiferes Yisrael, is mentioned separately, because it was joined, it has something in similarity to the ones of the mesim, of the dead, ner besom shel mesim. In both of those situations, even if they were lit after Shabbos, you can't use it. However, in the first case, if the reason for not using a candle of the goy, it's because he lit it during the Shabbos, well, if it was lit before the Shabbos, after the Shabbos, providing there's no avodah zarah involved, it may be permitted. In terms of the candle, how strong does a candle have to be before you can make a Borei Ma'ir HaAish? Says the Mishnah, finally, Ein mevorchin al haner ad shiyeh oisel ora. We cannot make a bracha Borei Ma'ir HaAish until there's enough light that you can benefit from the light. That means you can stand, if you stand next to the candle, you'll be able to benefit from it. The Gemara gives a shear for this. How much is it? It's enough, according to one opinion, enough to differentiate between the currency, a coin of one country, and a coin of another country. Others have a custom we have a custom, however, to use the candle, the light of the candle, the Abdullah candle, to look at our fingernails when we make the bracha. Various reasons given for that. Some say because it's the closest thing you have next to you. It's on your guf. Others, or because it grows fastest, the part of the body that grows fastest are the nails. It's a siman bracha for the rest of the week. And others say that you look at the fingernails to determine to see if you can distinguish between where the fingernail stops and where the skin starts. Because when you can do that, you can also recognize the difference between one coin and another. That's how the Rosh understands it.